The Block is back Sunday to Wednesday on 9. And to celebrate, Tanya and Steve are on a mission to block your street.
Well, here's how weird is this? We were sitting here before. Blanchie came bursting into the studio going, you're not going to believe it. You're not going to believe it. Carla from The Block is downstairs having breakfast.
It was a little embarrassing, bit of a fanboy.
Yeah. Fanboyed massively.
Massive.
Yeah. And then we screamed.
Yeah.
Get her!
So Nikki ran downstairs and sure enough, Carla from Bianca and Carla on The Block is here with us in the studio now. Hello.
And we automatically went, of course, the Diamonds game.
Diamonds are taking on England. Carla must be here for that. But the answer is?
I'm here for work. So I work at the Australian Cricketers Association and my boss lives in Newcastle. So we're here for a planning day and went for a walk this morning and now here I am.
So to be clear, you got up this morning and then you ran into the Diamonds who are also having breakfast downstairs.
Yep.
And before 9 o'clock now you're on a radio show.
That's correct.
Hasn't your life changed?
Hasn't it just? Where does my day go from here?
Well, Carla, now that we've got you, we've just explained to Carla off air about our Block Your Street party.
Yeah.
And because Sarah and Hayden, New South Wales people, they, Channel 9 said, how about we send them along to your Block Your Street party? So we're going to ask you, what are we in for? Is it?
is what you see what you get?
That is exactly right. What you see is what you get.
Wow.
So they'll come in with some fireworks. Your Block Street, what is it, party?
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll have fireworks.
Are they constantly niggling each other? They look like they just niggle.
Well, we're worried
and fight.
They won't even be together as a couple by next week. Yeah.
Well, I saw them last week. I can confirm they're still together,
okay.
So they will both be attending.
Okay.
But yeah, you may see them have a little tiff here and there.
We thought so.
Yeah, those couples. Those couples that no matter what situation it is, you want a coffee? Yeah. Why? You just had one. It doesn't matter what happens, isn't
but
it?
It's of incredible. All the couples on The Block, we've been saying this all along, you and Bianca seem to be just, I don't know, is it the sporting background? You just, every challenge is met with, yep, okay, well, how can we get around this and fix this and make it okay?
I think we're a producer's nightmare by just saying, oh, no worries, we can fix it. But we both, and maybe that is the sporting background that, you know, you can't wait till the end of a game to make changes or at the end of a quarter. We had to kind of, in sport, you have to change things straight away if things aren't going right. And both of us, we learned from going on The Block is that we're very solution focused, that it's like, right, how do we fix it as opposed to getting in fetal position and having a cry and then going, what do we do?
Yeah.
So that was probably something that worked in our favour for The Block and kept us moving forward. Well, neither of us had experience, so we relied heavily on Keith and Dan to kind of go, well, how do we fix it?
Yeah.
And we had a few run-ins with Keith, and he wasn't happy with a few things. But on a whole, like we got through it.
Yeah.
No tears, no fights yet.
They're constantly looking for drama, aren't they? Because they've got to stretch a show out sometimes. And like I know, was it Monday or Sunday night? To get an hour show out of a bloody game of Monopoly blew my mind.
Oh, that was fun.
I know. Now, in my world, it would win. They play Monopoly, a couple cheated, quite smart, move on. Oh, no, we're getting an hour show out of that.
Do you think you were cheating?
Who hasn't played a game of Monopoly where someone looks down the table and says, you've cheated?
Yeah.
So
I'm not even allowed to be bank anymore.
Just a couple for you, a couple
always
for me. But I think, no, I don't think we've cheated. And we had an alliance with Jess and Norm. But then Hans and Courtney, when they realised that they were backed into a corner, tried to make a deal as well. So
exactly.
I think it was probably people got a little bit annoyed with it that other people didn't think of it earlier.
Yeah, that's it.
Now that you get to see it and you're getting to see the houses and things like that, are you guys feeling confident about yours for the auction? And I don't mean cocky, but just like, yeah, I think we've done a pretty good job.
I think we've done a good job. Like, I really like our apartment. It kind of becomes a bit like your baby now.
Mm.
And,
yeah,
you know, you've invested that much time in it. But you just don't know at auction time. Yeah. Like, it's over. It's real money. Like, they're asking for millions, I imagine, for the property. So I'm not confident. I'd like to think it would sell and hopefully you just have two people that love it enough to bid for it.
That's all you need.
Yeah. And do you and Bianca, are you kind of like, look, we spent so much time together, let's just have some time apart and we'll see each other at the auction?
No, we still see each other, at least speak to each other most days, because we also haven't seen the show. So we're watching it back as it's unfolding and, you know, there's social media and stuff, so you're on to that. But no, B and I are actually better friends than what we went on, and that was something that we went on the show going, we're good mates and we want to leave this show as mates. So yeah, we're very lucky. It's made our friendship stronger and we've made really good mates with our trades too.
Quick sexist question. Mm. When you're both watching it separately, are there occasions when you've sent a text going, oh, my God, look at my hair there?
All the time. It's the morning shots. It's when they come in with the cameras in the morning. We're like, because we got quite comfortable in the end there. To start with, we'd get up in the morning and be like, this is how we wake up.
But then, I knew it. You'd be like, oh, my God, look at me.
Yeah, that's exactly right. God, why didn't I still care at this point? But no, it's you do look at it and go, oh, God, what was I thinking?
Oh, my God. You're just lucky you can be natural and beautiful.
Oh, yeah, that's
definitely
true.
Definitely not.
Takes
definitely
a lot of work not. To look this ugly.
Oh, please.
Yes, as we often say here, Carl, you have not been struck by the ravages of time.
Oh, not yet.
Well. Hey, Carla, we wish you and Bianca all the very, very best. Thank you for this impromptu visit.
Thanks for the poffing.
You should invite her next Friday, 10 years on the radio. No.
We'd love you
on
to
the
come.
Spot.
Absolutely. Yeah. Love you to come.
Mm. Oh, but you've got Hayden and Sarah here.
That
so
was
you...
a good jump.
Yeah, goodbye.
Another good dog.
She flicked past
well
that.
Played, Carla.
That's
well
an elite
played.
Sports person right there.
I have a feeling that you'll go down in the elevator and run into a famous movie director who will cast you in their next blockbuster.
Wow, what a day that would be.
KOFM.com.au. Head there right now if you'd like to register your street for Tenure and Steve's block party. The block is back Sunday to Wednesdays on 9. We will be joined by Hayden and Sarah and give away $2,000 cash on the
do
day.
We have to? I want Carla.
Call
and
her Sarah.
Now.
Okay, there's a tip.
Yeah, Risey, you do that.
Okay, Tenure and Steve, that's it from us.
See you
tomorrow. Newcastle's 102.9 KOFM, it's 8:16. This is Tenure and Steve for breakfast.
We're going to cast our mind back to around 1 year and 2 months ago.
I'm going to do it. I can't believe it's happened so quickly. It's
yeah,
just,
I know.
It's flown, but yep.
This is what happened.
Wincup is going to win this race. Currently, McLaughlin will win the championship unless he is penalised. A post-race pit lane penalty for car number 17 for a driving infringement. Wow! Jamie Wincup is champion. He is the champion for 2017.
We all got very concerned for Jamie because he went into the fountain in front of Customs House, then dived into the Hunter River. We didn't know what he'd catch.
Jamie Wincup, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Very well. Can you believe it's only 2 months away and you'll be back trying to vie for that title again?
Gee, it's come around quick. It was hectic last year, as you guys know. This year, I'm hoping to be in contention again come the last round. But all in all, the competition out there is unbelievable at the moment. You know, the first Newcastle 500 was unbelievable, and I'm expecting it to grow again this year.
Has it got an extra, I don't know what the word would be, to be honest with you, Jamie, but the fact that it'll be Craig Lowndes' last one too, is there something in there? I mean, you're ahead of him at the moment on points, but it's going to get down to that really averse him, won't it?
Yeah, that's a huge deal. I mean, Lowndes announced his retirement a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
And it's all sort of been shelved a little bit, but certainly it's all going to come back. And be quite an emotional weekend for a lot of people at Newcastle. So we'll see one of the greats of the sport hang the helmet up full time. But then, of course, we're still lucky enough to have him around for the endurance rounds, and I'm sure he'll be in TV land as well.
Jamie, is it for you? Like, I mean, motor racing is your office. The car is your office. Whenever we do something at work, we're often asked to appraise it and give our feedback. Do your drivers get to feedback on the Newcastle 500 last year? And if so, did you have any suggestions for improvements?
We do. We certainly don't make any decisions as far as the track goes and how the events run. But we certainly give our feedback after every race meeting to the organisers, and they take what they want and leave what they don't want. But all in all, you guys did a fantastic job. The track was unbelievable. The whole facility was good. The event was fantastic. So I'm sure the couple hundred thousand people that come on that weekend really enjoyed it, and no doubt they'll be back again this year along with their friends.
I think talking to you last year, there was, and a couple of drivers since, there was just one, was it one tight corner where there was no passing, you wanted a little widened or something?
I think they will widen a couple of the corners slightly.
Yeah.
But it's a traditional street track, so most of the passing moves, a last minute dives up the inside that could create a little bit of contact. But that's no different than most street tracks. It's it makes it all part of the fun.
All right. Well, look, as we said, only 2 months to wait and you guys will be back here. You're currently in third position, just behind Shane Van Gisbergen and Scott McLaughlin. So good luck until we see you in November.
Thanks very much, guys. Look forward to seeing you in a few months.
Little heads up for you, Jamie. We know our council, and apparently they're putting a roundabout in the track.
Oh, gee. Oh, we might as well put a jump and stuff in as well. Why not?
Perfect.
Jump!
Jamie.
Oh, they love a roundabout here, Jamie.
Supercar driver Jamie Winkup with Tanya and Steve.
And if you want tickets, supercars.com.
Yeah, and you can also become a member of the KOFM Club at the moment as well. We're giving away 3-day family passes plus a grid walk for the family.
Wow.
Such a great weekend, isn't it?
Oh, look.
And again, you don't have to be in the car racing. It's just such a great event.
Well, we weren't.
Question without notice.
Fabulous time.
We loved it.
I shouldn't even be doing it to you, but I'm going to.
What?
Do we know, like last year we had Chisel. Do we know, have they announced?
I don't think there is a concert this year.
What?
I don't think there's a concert this year because I know that it was very hard to get access to the middle where Chisel played.
Right.
And I don't think there is a concert this year. Well, Nikki?
You and I better start practicing, can
you? I don't know. I haven't heard, but okay. I'll let you know.
Okay, well, we'll find out. We'll find out in this ad break and we'll let you know in a couple of minutes' time. But I don't believe there's a concert.
Could I have a concert?
The reason I asked is because there hasn't been a lot of...
I'm blaming you, right?
Oh, Jesus, right? Could have better news than that.
KOFM.com.au. Join the KOFM Club, the Kotai Newcastle 500, November 23 to 25. Tickets at Ticketek.
Why the hell would Risey cancel the concert?
I don't know, but any complaints, forward them to Risey at KOFM.com.au.